This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
Something. We're going to do something. It's first in the nation.
Woo.
Drum roll.
It could be great. It could be terrible, but we're going to change the Leapcast today. We're changing it. And Lauren asked what vitriol means. Why don't you tell him, Lauren? Don't just ask questions open. Lauren likes to be like, how did the dishes get washed?
It's amazing.
She's inquisitive. Yeah,
I got questions.
Like, there'll be laundry in her house, and she'll be like, how does the laundry get done?
I'm just going to blatantly say.
Lauren, I love it.
No, I'm just going to go back and say that.
Blatantly.
I live with an OCD man. His name is Andrew Lieb. And when he.
Called out.
Yes. He goes on TV. He talks about major issues. I cut him up. I put him on TikTok.
You don't cut me up. You cut up the video. It's weird, Lauren. You're not.
I can't, you know. Sorry.
It's not that type of relationship.
Ask.
I cut up your footage.
Yeah. Video.
Video, audio, all different types of media.
You're like coming aggressively at us. Can you say it softer and nicer? Like you are sweet.
You sound like your vitriol people that tend to be too loud.
No, I'm asking you to be softer.
You scream too much.
No, that's not the... Anyway, keep going.
Okay, so I'll talk softly.
No, just I'm saying it. Say
you're
nicely.
You're doing great, Lauren. Okay. Tell us what vitriol means.
She didn't say she's going to cut you. If she's going to cut you, maybe you'd want it softer too.
You can handle it.
Alex is the sweet one. Okay.
Until you tell her you're going to cut her, you'll say she'll stab you in the knife with a pen.
No, but she would smile.
I know nothing about that.
Well, she would do it, so then I would think she's sweet.
Do you know what
you'd
happens?
Be thanking me as
the
I
the whole time you start with her, she just looks at John Mayer on the wall and gets happy.
So. Yeah, what's there to be upset about?
That's why I put him there.
You should move Daddy to that.
Daddy's always got to be above, you know?
True.
All right, so anyway, so Andrew does a couple of these very polarizing appearances.
Just to be clear, I'm not polarizing, it's the topic. Like, yes. I don't go on the appearance and spew liberal or conservative values.
Yeah.
Like, I really try hard not to be polarizing.
Yeah. I'm just going to interrupt because
You don't need to announce you're interrupting, just interrupt.
It's hard to get words out with you. Okay.
Well, don't say bad words.
So, there's a common theme that some of these people that comment on your social media, some of them believe that Andrew is paid by the TV stations say an agenda. Wow. And I have to say, out of the 300 to 400 appearances he has done in the last year, there's only been one that asked him to go one way. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a personal problem with the way that they wanted him to go.
She says you always go both ways.
All right, sorry. About a year ago. Sorry. You know, I'm just trying to get my point out.
This is amazing.
Come on.
This is gold.
So
this is a new theme.
About a year ago.
We're just going to let
Lauren make a point.
Let me just get it out. About a year ago, a very controversial person or producer asked Andrew to go on and make an argument of why spanking his children is good.
I was here for that.
Yeah, and I really was against it in every way, and I normally tell him to just go and do stuff, but anyway, it ended up
I was like,
canceled.
Call me daddy.
We have young children. We don't spank. We're not
spanking,
into that.
Yes, please.
If you spank your kids, I'm not judging you. I'm judging my own family. Mm-hmm. I don't like physical violence.
Anyway, can
very
get to
fair,
the point?
Very fair.
What's your point?
That was the only one where a network has said to you, you have to show an agenda.
Great. What's the point?
All of these people go on your social media and they say you're being paid to spew these lies.
I'm not being paid because, unfortunately, Lauren doesn't have enough diamonds yet. We're trying to get paid more. She married me. Do you know what vows I had to say, Claudia?
No,
what? You're going to repeat this because you want to make sure that every future spouse knows this. It's the 3 Ds. Deeds, diamonds, and dollars. That's what she likes.
Okay. So, I feel like there's 4 Ds, but let's
We don't
on.
Say this. This is a PG show.
There's definitely 4 Ds. Anyway,
save the biggest for last.
Of course, I'm saying something substantial, and you have to come at me with like some stupid
squirrel,
squirrelish.
I feel like we just got 100 more viewers. Like, you guys, I think this new theme is going to work out.
Well, they don't even know the theme yet.
I do not.
It's coming.
deeds, dollars,
all right, and stop for one second. Okay. You can keep talking, but I'm going to let Alex explain the new theme.
Okay,
and then fine, we will go fair. Right back to you because she can coherently put together a sentence without me cutting her off.
I don't. Hey, Alex. I feel like that's mean. I'm not going to take over Lauren's spot.
No, you can, Alex. Actually, it's
only
really funny
if Lauren
on the video.
Tells me.
Claudia, you can help her too. So why don't Claudia, the two of you explain what's going on?
Okay.
Alex first.
Together.
Oh, not at the same time.
Okay, I'll start. So vitriol, right? Vitriol is like negative, nasty comments about someone that have no basis in actual substance. So they're just mean words, right?
Yeah.
You're stupid,
you're
ugly, or like untrue, right? Like
you're
being
pedophile.
Paid by this yes. person and there's pedophiles. So that's vitriol. And a lot of what we get on our social media, at least as I understand it, are just like out there crazy vitriolic nasty comments that are actually just like not based in any sort of actual fact.
And not just our social media though. I just want to add that.
Right.
But it's in all social
yeah,
media.
Yeah, it's like the tenor of political discussion on social media.
Oh yeah.
These days.
Not even political. It's like everything.
Yeah, yeah. Social, political,
I mean,
whatever.
I commented
whatever.
On a cat video and I'm still getting like reamed out and called a Karen. Like,
yeah. I feel like social media is just people's ways of like taking out their frustrations
yes.
that they can't actually do or are not brave enough to do in real life. Anyway, so the new theme of the show, as I understand it.
Well,
is,
it's evolving. So
yeah,
as we're
yes.
trying today.
Yeah, we're going to take some of these vitriolic comments and we're going to try to start a conversation that has some actual substance. Like, you might not know why you're angry, which is why you're just saying nasty things. We're going to try to translate that into something that actually makes coherent sense. And we're going to talk about it, debate it.
Yeah, like a great example, somebody said Taylor Swift is ugly and can't sing, but they might be really meaning that they don't like the fact that she is encouraging young educators and people to register to vote.
Vote?
Right.
Yep. I don't know. Help make policy for their lives?
Right. Yeah. The conversation would be like, should celebrities be able to influence politics or use their platforms to influence politics? But because people don't want to have the conversation at that level, they just say F Taylor Swift
or she's
something
ugly
like that
or some sort of low blow.
Yeah, and she's clearly not ugly, let's be honest.
All right, so we want your help with this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're welcome to email me at andrew@listentolieb.com. You can email me andrew@listentolieb.com.
Lieb is L-I-E-B.
Obviously.
Okay.
You go on social media and send me a DM or whatever. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to read, as we always do, our social media. Mm-hmm. And these people with vitriol, and it's the only word that I can find that really encapsulates it perfectly.
How did you find it?
I don't know. It's just been nagging me.
It's
here's what it is. Ready? These people that do it, you got to say, why do they do it? It's like, because I've been a public person for a while. Like, I'm not a big celebrity, but I'm in the public.
Yeah.
So like I get people's scorn and it happens. It's just part of being out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, scorn's right, but it's not tailored perfectly. Vitriol is like wrapped
hits
around
it. Right on the head. Yeah.
And it's always, I've always wondered why they do it. And it's been like why would you wake up in the morning, brush your teeth, tell someone off and then go have a coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Like where's the tell someone off coming from?
Yeah.
And anyway, andrew@listentolieb.com. And what we're going to do, and what you're going to do, what we're all going to do, is we're going to look for people that are spewing vitriol on important topics. Because what is someone doing, Claudia, that's spewing vitriol? They're trying to trigger you.
Yeah.
That's really the whole goal. The goal is to trigger the adversary, like own the libs. That's I don't know what you say when it's a Republican, like own the repubs. Like, but
you don't say it.
But that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get the other side to lash out because they're bothered.
Right, yeah. Right.
That's the whole point. Like, how do you twist the knife in them? That's what the vitriol is for, getting someone angered.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we're going to call this ultimately, this show, this theme, where we're going. But the working title is Triggered by Vitriol. You're trying to trigger us with your vitriol. We're the public. But we're going to be triggered differently than you're trying to trigger us. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to use you. Your trigger is going to be our script.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not triggering us to get mad. You're triggering us to understand you and discuss you. And I'm going to start with the one that Claudia just talked about a little more. I'm going to go a little further than that. It's not just Taylor Swift. We got the Gronk. No, not the Gronk. We got Kelsey. Kelsey.
Oh, Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Yeah.
Not Gronk's the Gronk.
Kelsey.
You know what I thought Gronk? The women, a lot of the women on social media didn't understand this.
Okay.
They start off and go, who's this guy, this football guy that is Taylor Swift is dating.
Yeah.
She's making him famous.
Yeah.
Gronk was the best tight end of all time, played for the Patriots.
Okay.
He was the best. Kelsey's the new best tight end, second best of all time.
Oh, okay. He's the and new Gronk.
Yeah. Like, he's so good. Like, he has Super Bowl. Like, he's the best. He's like, he's not a nobody. He's not a football player. He's the best.
Right, right. He's and, like that Tom Brady style of, like, iconic athlete.
Yeah.
So, Tom Brady played with Gronk.
Okay.
And they were the two best players. It was the quarterback to tight end.
Okay.
And they actually went to Tampa Bay together after they left, because when they left the first team, they were the best.
Okay.
Anyway, not the point. So Kelsey is dating Taylor Swift.
Supposedly. Just want
to
throw
Well, they did go to an after party after the game when Kelsey scored a touchdown that he rented out and had
I was just gonna say.
And she was sitting next to his mom at the stadium and cheering as he scored a Super Bowl when he did her dance.
Right. So unless they're playing us, they're dating.
I mean, Taylor anyway. She has not confirmed this.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Don't care. But anyway, this Patriot voice is called the Patriot voice. This is our first one that is giving us vitriol. This is what you get on social media. As if communist clown world couldn't get any crazier. Jets play. Oh, no, I have the wrong one. That's the Jets one. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? This is better. Taylor Swift is dumb and her music sucks. That's what they wrote. Taylor Swift is dumb and her music sucks. That one's good. That's the first one I should do, Lauren?
Yeah, for sure.
Taylor Swift is dumb and her music sucks.
Okay, so what are they really trying to raise awareness about?
Well, let's start off, Alex. You wake up in the morning.
Yes.
You're having your coffee. You go brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. You put on your socks. And you say to yourself, I have nothing productive to add to society, but something about Taylor Swift is making me mad. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go on social media, and instead of getting to what my emotional triggers are, I'm going to try and lash out at everyone, and I'm going to say, Taylor Swift is dumb, and her music sucks.
Well, it's because she tried to convince people to go out and register to vote.
You're right, but the point is that we have to
start off and we have to
acknowledge that, and right. I agree with Lauren, but
especially when her fans are women. I mean, women shouldn't vote.
Ooh,
the first step, though, is...
I like that take.
And I think you're both right, but I just want to make sure we're on the same page. The first step is we have to say to ourselves, because we're playing a new theme here.
Yeah.
Why did the person get triggered?
Right.
The first question, because I want to ask questions each time.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go through. I'm writing it down. Why did the person get triggered? We're working this out. This is our new show.
Right.
And okay. Lauren, you're saying they got triggered. Why?
Because women shouldn't vote. I mean, they shouldn't have a say in anything. They should just look pretty and do laundry and have nails done.
All right.
So like at the core, it's sort of something like make America great again.
Yes, but Lauren,
exactly.
Lauren,
women should stay home and
I just need to respond to you.
Apple pie.
I don't agree with you.
No.
I think that you're giving them vitriol back in a snarky way. I think what they're really saying, and this is what I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, in a non-vitriolic way, just in a
substantive
way.
Right, we're trying to take the vitriol out of it.
I don't want to give it back.
Right.
Therapist on the show.
Well, I'm solving it. I got the answer. This is what I think. You tell me if I'm wrong. Okay. I could be wrong. Like I don't want to mansplain in this conversation. I'm just telling you what I think. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. Ready?
You're wrong. Yeah, sorry.
Probably. Lauren's already said it four times.
You're right. Claudia, what do you have to say?
I think that what they were saying is that Taylor Swift is causing young women, and I agree with you on that part, to vote, and young women, statistically speaking, favor Democrats substantively. So therefore, she's swinging the election by causing people that weren't going to vote for a certain particular party. Because if you get out the vote and your target population is younger women, statistically speaking, you're going to cause a swing in voting to one or the other.
Yeah.
Forgetting whether they should or shouldn't vote, I'm just telling you substantively.
Right, but that's democracy, isn't it?
I think it also comes from like a place of fear, too. Like they're afraid that like their ideals and like their voice is going to get like...
Drowned out,
overshadowed by new people coming in and voting.
And those new people, though, being clear, and I agree with you, Claudia, is that because her target audience is a certain type of new people.
Yeah, it's going to matter who she's influencing to vote.
Yes, it's younger women.
You got it.
Yeah.
So there's two questions here. Why that person get triggered, we just said, because they're getting out the vote, mm-hmm. this demographic. And now what are they really saying? That's the next question. What issue are they really talking about? No, you first, Alex.
I think it's like wokeism, right? Like the they're afraid that like more liberal liberal ideologies are going to kind of
she's taking it too far.
No, but here's the question,
Lauren.
Yeah,
thinking.
Right.
She's
Here's the question, Lauren.
Yeah.
This is what I want to ask you. Could someone write in their Twitter, I'm just trying to help them write it differently. Mm-hmm. Could they write on their Twitter?
X.
Could they write on their Twitter, I'm encouraging, Taylor Swift should not encourage woke people or encourage younger people to vote. Is that what they're really saying? Because what I'm trying to get to is I don't think that's what's really happening yet, Lauren. That's not the real issue. The real issue, we have to get to the issue of what, if we were going to take this vitriol and turn it into a productive dialogue, that's the next question.
Right.
How do we turn this productive?
She shouldn't be allowed to encourage young voters to register.
And who is she, though?
Taylor Swift or
celebrities? Celebrities. Okay, so that's the question. How do we turn this into a real issue? So the real issue is, should celebrities be able to encourage people to vote, whether it's her or Chris Rock, or should
Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce. Oh, you knew his first name. I like that.
Oh, he was on my pick for fantasy football. I did not get him.
I like his brother. I got to tell you, his brother's the best center.
I didn't get him either.
So how do we make the rule? Should we have someone, whether it's Republican or Democrat, because you know there are Republican celebrities. We see a lot, like Kid Rock. Kid Rock is very big on, no, seriously, he shot up all the Bud Lights when the Bud Light was going on, that whole ban the Bud Light.
Yeah.
And you know, they hate Kelce. I don't know if you know, because he's now the Bud Light spokesman.
Oh,
and that's why I was talking about Kelce too. And he's a spokesman for getting the shot.
Oh.
And so they call it the jab. And the jab. They don't like those, but we're going to stick with Taylor for now.
Okay.
Because it's too much to do them all.
Yeah.
How do we turn it into a productive conversation? And the productive conversation is, should celebrities, and this is the key, be able to get out the vote? And why shouldn't they? Anyone have any reasons why celebrities should not be able to get out the vote? Is there a legal reason? Is there something we should be thinking about that would be productive they should say to?
I don't think any that would stand up to First Amendment
scrutiny. That was exactly what I was thinking.
Well, here's the question. Could a media platform do whatever they want for a for someone running for office? Mm-hmm. Could they go on for Trump, or could they go on for Biden? Could they just keep running ads for them for free? And the answer would be no. Mm-hmm. And why not? Because the Federal Election Commission would call that an in-kind donation.
Right.
And isn't someone like Taylor Swift, who is using her brand power, making an in-kind donation? She's not coming out and saying, vote for Biden. But effectively, isn't she getting votes for Biden by doing what she's doing?
Yeah. And isn't but how that, could you quantify it?
But I don't know.
Isn't she also getting votes for the other side? If, you know, statistically, yes, majority are going one way, but there are still going to be numbers of, you know, young voters registering that are going to vote
and
the other side.
And maybe some so pissed off about this that they'd be galvanized to vote in the opposite direction.
So shouldn't the question be, though, if I was going to be a productive person in society instead of writing Taylor Swift is dumb and her music sucks, shouldn't I be instead writing, we need to pass a law that prohibits or restricts social media influencers, celebrities, mm-hmm. from utilizing their platform mm-hmm. to promote statistically significant voting in one pattern over the other, because that would be an in-kind donation. And why should they have so much influence over the election outcome in the first place, irrespective of who they are? And I don't know that we should or we shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't that be, instead of spewing vitriol,
yes.
yeah.
isn't that the conversation we should be having? Like the
yes.
whole point of the show of Triggered by Vitriol mm-hmm. is we get you.
Yeah.
You're triggered.
Yeah.
But what are your real issues?
Yeah, and let's unpack it.
Yeah. We're helping people figure out how they feel.
Yeah.
We're doing God's work, Claudia.
Yes, we are. We should be therapists after this. We'll charge hourly.
And what's interesting, Claudia...
We should create a certification.
Yeah. Mm.
What's interesting, though, is it's not just we're helping them or we're doing God's work. No, we're actually, they're on to interesting issues.
Yeah. But they don't know it.
That's what we're doing.
It's almost
like
cute.
That, it's like when you're like when talking to a kid and you're like, why are you crying?
That's exactly right. Claudia just said
it. Let's figure it out together. Right. Let's problem
that's
solve
so,
this.
That's so true. It's like a kid having that's a tantrum. It. Like, yes. Let's calm down. And yeah.
That's our new show.
Yeah.
Our new show is.
Yeah. We're troll friendly, actually. You know,
like tantrums.
Yeah. Don't be mad at us, or do be mad at us, but we're not going to be mad back.
No, keep being mad. We need the script. They're writing our script. It's very hard to write a script.
Yeah.
We're done writing scripts. Yeah. You know how we did the first 20 minutes like we used to do the whole show?
Yeah.
We're going to try not doing that next week.
Right.
We're just going to find your vitriol. Yeah. You're going to email it to us and we're going to unpack it because I have to tell you, do I think Taylor Swift should be able to do what she's doing? 100% yes. Why? Because we still allow Citizens United to have unlimited corporate donations.
Okay.
She's a corporation. She's making an unlimited donation. She's just doing it. She's not connected or affiliated or controlled by a politician. Mm-hmm. She's doing it in
any
general.
More so than the corporation.
Yeah. Right. Or a PAC or anyone
or
else.
PAC, yeah.
Yeah. So as long as the PAC doesn't coordinate, it's not a problem. Yep. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. And she's not coordinating. She's saying it vaguely.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I agree with this troll. Taylor Swift is dumb and her music sucks. If you want to stop her
I'm a Swiftie.
If you want to stop,
it's America. We're allowed to have different opinions.
Lauren's like, I protect Taylor Swift
at all costs. We're going to get her a Taylor Swift.
She's not a trampy celebrity. I think it's. I condemn. I like her.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
If you want to stop her, though, troll that's triggering us. Right. The answer is to curtail Citizens United, to undo unlimited corporate donations, stop this PAC nonsense, and cap how much each candidate is able to run for office and put it on a level playing field.
Love it.
I'm down with that.
Campaign finance reform.
Yeah, campaign. So part of campaign finance reform to Alex could be we should curtail celebrities utilizing their platforms because they do have value, and that's why the FTC is going after all of these influencers who are actually influencing people without disclosures.
Yeah.
Because there's value, inherent value in there.
Yeah.
But we have to be consistent and do it with corporations too.
Right. Well, if they can, weren't they taking down like misinformation during like COVID? Like I know there's a case about it, but like they were removing people's comments and celebrities' comments about the vaccine at the time, and they were doing it, you know, saying that it was misinformation. So maybe it wouldn't violate the First Amendment if, you know.
I mean, I don't know. And so what Alex's point is, could they do the campaign finance reform to stop what they're saying because of the First Amendment and the Constitution? I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I thought at first that the First Amendment was, like, completely going to bar that. Like, we're not going to be able to control what celebrities say.
But that's more on, like, social media, though. Like, what about, like, in, like, an arena? Like, if Taylor Swift's doing a concert and she's in front of, you know, all these people at Madison Square Garden.
No, I
like,
don't think that.
How can you prevent her from?
Maybe she can, maybe she can't.
But maybe her, like, social media platforms can be censored in some way.
But to be clear, First Amendment, freedom of speech is not absolute.
No, it's not.
And there's restrictions on it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if those restrictions would be held up.
Yeah.
But let's just go back to, and I've seen comedians do this before. When was the last amendment to the Constitution? Like, do you know how quick the first number of them were?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think our founding fathers wrote the Constitution and expected the whole amendment thing to stop. Like, why is it keep going? And I know it's impossible to do, but we're not. Alex is not running for office right now. Claudia is not running for office right now. Lauren and I are not running for office right now. We don't need to live.
I just had to say that.
We don't need to live within the realities and the constraints of the First Amendment for this conversation. It's a policy conversation. The policy conversation, again, is this person's triggered.
Yes.
Because Taylor Swift is registering votes in audience that goes against the politics of the person they would prefer to win. Mm-hmm. So they're lashing out to diminish and demoralize Taylor Swift into not speaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, should we do it? And so to answer the question, Alex raises a valid First Amendment point. And no, it is. It might be an issue.
Yeah.
I raise a consistency thing about how corporations work and make it all consistent. But I'm going to do one more. I know we're going long for today, but it's a new topic.
I'm having a great time.
All right. So here's another football one. I'm into football ones. I was going to do it before. I started reading it, but I want to do it. As if communist clown world couldn't get any crazier, Jets players are now rocking Ukraine flags on the back of their helmets, as well as the back of the end zone next to the American flag. Absolutely disgusting and abhorrent. Since when does the NFL care about foreign wars that America isn't even involved in? They will take a knee for BLM, violence and oppression, yet actually support violence and oppression. This is even virtue signaling. It's straight retardation.
Whoa.
I saw another person.
They said the R word.
They said a lot of words. But
going to have to bleep some of that out.
I'm going to give you one more that someone said, and they said on the same topic, just so we could put them all together. They said, Jets are wearing Ukrainian flags. That's why the Patriots beat them.
Oh, God.
Patriots, you got the whole influence in there. So we're going to go through our steps again one more time.
How does that make you feel?
I'm gonna let Claudia start it up this time. We taught some things. Okay. Why do you think this person got triggered? That's our first question.
I think they were triggered about the fact that there are NFL players supporting Ukraine citizens in this country.
Okay. I think that makes sense. The NFL players, why is the NFL the players supporting Ukraine citizens and Ukraine versus Russia? Ukraine.
Because Ukraine is clearly in the right, and they're being attacked, and we have citizens here in America who have family in Ukraine, and they see the suffering.
And that's why you'd support it, but the reason is exactly, I think you're right, that why is that they're getting triggered because of it. We're going to Alex now. What is the real issue that they're talking about? What do we think the real issue is that they're really trying to say? Do you know?
Maybe that athletes or athletic organizations shouldn't be making political statements or polarizing statements, taking a position on you know, something
like
a war.
Yeah.
All right. So let me give you one other one. I like yours.
Okay.
I'll add one more. I want to do two.
Cool.
Second question on that one is, should the U.S. be giving money to Ukraine in a proxy war? Is it a good policy for the U.S.? Let's just, number one is, and it's a 1A, and I mean a 1 and a B.
Yeah.
Number one is, should the athletes should be supporting this policy?
Mm-hmm.
And number two is the policy.
Right.
The policy is, should the U.S. government be giving money and support to Ukraine in a proxy war against Russia?
Right.
Is that good or bad policy?
Right. It's obvious that the person who wrote it disagrees with
the policy.
The policy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they don't disagree with the war. They disagree with the policy of us giving the money.
Right.
Maybe they're pro-Russia.
Supporting the war.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So let's turn this into a productive conversation. That's the third one. We're going to start with Alex's. Alex's question is, and it's similar to the first one, so I'm not going to spend so much time on it, is should celebrities, should athletes, should they be supporting any political discourse? Should they be taking any side in anything? Is it good to have awareness? And I preface my question with this. Why do we do the pledge before every sports game?
Right.
You know why? Military money going to sports teams.
Oh.
And the
I didn't know
and
that.
And did you know that's why we have flyovers by the military?
No.
Because it's a marketing tactic by our military at sports games.
Wow, I didn't
so we
know
have
that.
To preface.
We're all being brainwashed.
We have to preface.
Mind it. Blown.
No, but my point is maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. But to my same point on the last one is where's the consistency?
Yeah. Right.
Maybe we should get rid of the pledge.
Right.
I'm not saying overall.
Just
the sports game.
Right.
Like, why are we all standing up to have a, the whole, I guess it's not the pledge. It's the, what is it called? The
National
anthem. National anthem. Oh,
national
I'm sorry. I misspoke.
It's okay.
Why are we standing up for the national anthem?
Right.
Why are there planes flying over?
Right.
Why are we holding an American flag? And then the question becomes, why are we having teams support policies that appear to be in alignment with the current U.S. policy? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
It is in alignment with the current U.S. policy.
Right, right. That is the policy.
Yeah.
And
we are supporting Ukraine now.
Yeah. So in a way, like, we are, like, supporting it is supporting America.
It's supporting the military.
Right. Like, that's the what the military is doing right now.
So there's two parts to this question.
Yeah.
Should, number one, should the country's policies, whether it's pro-military, pro-our wars, pro-our support of money, should that be echoed as a brand awareness, a marketing strategy by professional sports teams? Is that good or bad? So if this person wanted to be productive, this The Patriot voice, they could have written a blog post that said, we should eliminate U.S. policy support from any sports games whatsoever. Like, should we do that? Should we get rid of that? Is it good that this is a chance for people to feel patriotic and support? And then the second question, which I added to it, is nuanced. is it a good policy for the U.S. to support Ukraine in the first place, the way we are? So let's start with the first question. Lauren likes to go when I don't call on her, so I'm going to do it now. I'm going to make her off
for
the
charge.
Yeah, well, so Lauren's been quiet.
I hope you'd be rebellious right now, Lauren.
She always is. She's spunky.
Blow this shit up.
Do you know that she dressed up as Punky Brewster when she was little? Because she's spunky.
I mean, right. So spunky.
All right, Spunkster. So the first question you're going to answer, in your opinion, assuming they wrote the blog post, like let's assume on their social media.
So I'm going to get vitriol.
No, but I'm doing it.
That's the point.
No. Like as lawyers, they teach us that we don't hear what the people are saying. We hear what they are actually trying to communicate. That's the whole point of this triggered by vitriol. This person was really writing. This is all you're going to read on your social media. Close your eyes. This is what they really wrote. Not the vitriol nonsense. They wrote, I am bothered by professional sports leagues and teams using their brand power to influence and support brand awareness of U.S. policy and U.S. military. Is that good or bad? And now you have an intellectual discussion about it.
Right, right.
So is that good or bad?
I think it's great because I believe in freedom of speech, and I believe that if you have the power to be so influential that you've made it, I think those people have made it.
Well, right? Not just the people, the team.
No,
it was
I'm
a
saying,
team
if you were, yeah. if just, let's go back to Taylor or the Jets or any celebrity, any team, they have billions of people looking at them, right? They have I think they have a fiduciary responsibility to be a leader and to help and promote their agendas.
Their agendas meaning, and this goes to the second question, Lauren, their agendas meaning, because you're convoluting the questions, their agenda meaning the agenda of the United States and have patriotism for our country, our military, and our foreign policies, which is what they did. One second.
Okay.
Or number two, should they come out, how would it be, just to put it out there, if they were pro-Russia? Right. You understand my question?
Okay, yeah. So could if then they go back, the opposite.
Yeah, sure. Could one? I just want to answer the question. You're just jumping to the answer. I just make sure the question's out there. How would it have been if the Jets players all wore Russian flags against U.S. policy, against the military, saying pro-Russia, Ukraine should lose the war?
Right, which is just as protected speech-wise as anything else would be. Just
and coincides with her answer.
Right, yes.
So
I believe if you are part of an Olympic team and you represent the USA.
Cool take.
Everything
like
should be patriotic
for
the USA. You're representing America
in
a real way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What if I told you though that these non-Olympic teams are getting money from the military again?
Yeah, that bothers me for some reason.
That's just like a fly in the ointment.
Well,
it's
it is.
Like less about freedom of speech, more about them being paid to have this, you know, outlook.
A particular outlook. Yeah.
Can like Biden or Trump or the nominee pay these teams or celebrities to endorse them in their own way? And they might not say, let's just go back.
Potentially, but let's stay on the topic because I think you're potentially right, but I want to stick with the question we have because I'm not 100% sold on it yet. And I want to rewind the questions, then I'm going to let Alex hit it.
Okay.
The first question is number one, should sports teams, not Olympic, private enterprise, whether it's a league, a team, otherwise, should they be able to give pro-patriotic messaging because, as Claudius triggered by, they're getting paid by the Patriots? Meaning, is it, if it's consistent with U.S. policy, not whether you want U.S. policy to change or otherwise, is it okay for them to do that, number one? And then this flip side of it, if you're against the policy, could they take the opposite policy? Could they wear a sign, forget, maybe it's not as extreme as Russia, stop sending tax dollars to Ukraine, which is what this person's really saying.
Right. Yeah.
Could the Jets come out and say that? Is that good, bad, or indifferent? Okay. Is that policy good, bad, or indifferent?
Okay. My take is kind of that an individual player should be able to exercise their free speech rights.
While on the field or while they're off the field?
Both.
So you can wear whatever you want on the field?
Yeah. Like if you as a player feel...
Can I just add something to
you? Yeah, sure.
And I want you to know this? Yeah. Did you know you could get fined as a player in the NFL for wearing cleats that don't match, forgetting saying anything.
Right, right.
Just wearing cleats that don't match the uniform requirement cleats.
Right.
And players, there was a player that was fined for wearing Yeezys, if you remember Yeezys, as cleats, expressing nothing besides fashion and style.
Right, so they can control like pretty much everything that the players
do. So my question is that okay too? I'm just adding that into it.
I mean, from my point of view, my opinion would be that they should
ruling.
They should be allowed to wear whatever cleats.
What about uniforms? They want. Can they wear whatever color they want?
No, they should. Well, I mean, uniforms, they should be able to. They have to wear the team's uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Can they put stickers on them?
If they want to slap a sticker on, I think they should be able to slap a sticker on. Like, I think that that level of speech, like when an individual player wants to communicate a message, I think that that should be allowed. But I don't really feel comfortable with the idea of the team, like the enterprise itself, advocating for one particular policy over
Interesting.
Another.
Oh, so your position, I just want to rearticulate it. Not pro-Patriot, not against Patriot, right. Nothing from the team, from the stadium, from each individual players, you think the corporation's too powerful maybe?
Yeah.
Okay,
I do. And I think too influential has so much reach, and also the people who watch sports have various points of view, and I think that it's a little bit alienating to take a position on policy. You can say, you know, America is great.
Well, isn't that a policy?
I mean,
that's pro-patriotic. Like, you could think, like, one of my favorite speeches of all time was from Newsroom when we realized that America was not the greatest country in the world.
Right. I liked that speech.
Yeah, like, I mean, I have less of an issue with, like, the idea of saying the national anthem than I do with, like, the enterprise supporting a war or a particular policy.
Do you see the national anthem as a way to indoctrinate people into a cult?
Yes, for sure. But I also think that at this point, it's so like widely accepted and part of sports.
I'm not against it. I just want to put that out there.
Me as an individual, I don't like the idea of indoctrination at all. I don't even think like pledging to the flag in school is great for me.
Yeah.
But like, I do think that I don't have as much of a problem with that, generally speaking.
You got to keep the country together at some point. We are coherent. Like, we are wars together.
It promotes unity.
Yeah.
You know, but if we took the word God out of it, I wouldn't be mad about that. Amen. Like, you know, there's nuances to the conversation.
The unity, but just to be clear, Alex, the unity of it is okay.
Yeah, the unity as like we're all American citizens and we're all here.
But aren't
like,
we all American citizens that are all sending our tax dollars to Ukraine right now, just so we're clear?
Yes.
So Russia does not invade into our alliance, and Ukraine being the last barrier before we get into the alliance. And if we don't stop Russia here, where are they going to go next? Are they going to go to Poland or somewhere else? And on the flip side of that, why is it our problem and why are we spending the money over there? Well, we have all sorts of states in our union that have infrastructure problems. We can't even put food on the plates for lots of kids. We're in debt to everyone. Why are we paying for Ukraine?
Yeah, totally true. That conversation, I think, could be left outside of like the sports arena.
So your vote is gone.
My vote is
so
like,
you agree
we don't
with
need
this
to
person.
Do that.
So just so we're clear, this vitriol, if they would have written it differently, you would have agreed with them.
I would have been open to the perspective for sure. And I still think I don't know enough to make an informed decision.
But if the Patriot Voice would have written, instead of all this nonsense about getting crazier and retardation and communist clowns, if they would have just written, can't we have sports leagues and franchises stay out of any politics besides creating some sort of uniformity or togetherness of the country beyond having maybe a pledge or some sort of flag or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't that be the best? You might write back, I agree with you.
Yeah, I might.
But the way this person wrote it was such a turnoff to you that you said to yourself, and I'm not putting these words in your mouth, but something like, what an idiot.
I did. You discount people's perspectives a little bit when they come at you like that.
You're with
like,
vitriol.
Okay, well, yeah, vitriol.
They didn't even come out you. They just put it out there, and they put negative energy.
They
the jujus
like
are out there.
Angry cavemen.
Yeah. And it just shuts down the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Claudia, you got anything you want to add?
I just think that sporting events should be more of like an escape from, you know, the nonsense of the world and people's opinions. And I think that's what a lot of people look for and go to. So I think, you know, I kind of do agree with this person in their underlying, you know, objective, which is, you know, limit what can be discussed and what can be supported and, you know, in these events, because this is where people go to escape from their realities.
Yeah.
I just want to
just follow the ball. See who scores.
who's going to win? That should be the thing on your mind.
Don't worry about who has a sticker on their helmet.
Yeah.
Just two things before we let you go for the week. I'm reading Lou Dobbs.
And
he's
thanks
pretty
for
famous.
Sticking around if you're still listening.
He's pretty famous. Lou Dobbs, we're watching the complete and unrecoverable collapse of the fraudulent Joe Biden presidency, the national Marxist Dem corporate media.
Jeez.
Vitriol.
Vitriol.
I'm reading Donald Trump. The real Howard Stern is a weak, pathetic, and disloyal guy who lost his friends and much of his audience. Vitriol. The Leapcast thinks that maybe if you stopped spewing your hatred and instead went through our questions and said, why did you get triggered? What is the real issue that you're really talking about? And how do we make this a productive conversation? Perhaps you could be healthier. We could be healthier. And guess what? More people are going to agree with you, and maybe you can actually change the world. Think about that. This is the Leapcast.
Find us on social media at Listen to Leap or visit listentoleap.com.